Ustad, I want to tell you one thing. The class of the Islamic education for you as a reverse sister is extremely important. And to tell you the truth, for me, it is sometimes more important than the Arabic, because you want to have, you know, the clear concepts of the religion, so that inshallah, Noura is the one responsible, so that inshallah, I want you always, you know, to be thankful to Allah that you are Muslims, okay, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides you to become Muslims, okay. Sometimes when you look around you and you notice that some of the Muslims are not practicing Islam in the proper way, for you as reverse sister, sometimes this can cause some confliction. But I want you not to look to the Muslims. I want you to learn the religion of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses you, you know, to have double the reward of us, okay, the born Muslims, okay. This is a sign of the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in Islam, have your relation with Allah, your link with Allah. You become a Muslim for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want to learn this religion of mercy for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is always mentioned that the revert Muslims will be the one to support Islam and to show the right Islam. Okay, because you are learning, you know, the Islam for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are not learning Islam just because you are Muslim. This is my religion. I didn't choose it. Okay? But alhamdulillah, you choose to become a Muslim. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah, will always help you and support you to learn, you know, the reality of the religion of Islam, which is the mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. So I want you, inshallah, in this classes which I will give it to you about the fundamentals of Islam, inshallah, through these classes you will have the link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you need this link. Okay, because you come to a religion which you don't know anything about it, you don't have any of the family members to teach you about the religion, okay, so you need to have, you know, the right link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that Allah will support you, because you need your support. You choose in America to change to the religion which most of the people are confused about it. Okay, so you need a lot of support, okay, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you need to know the truth of this religion, which is the religion of mercy, so that inshallah you will be convinced all the time that, oh Allah, I am very thankful to you that you guide me to become a Muslim. So in Islam, don't look around you to the Muslims. Okay, just learn the religion and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you to practice it in the proper way. The rest of the people practicing, not practicing, Allah will be the one to judge everyone. Okay, this is very important for you, because this is some of the problems which many reverse sisters are complaining, why Muslims are not practicing, their manners is so and so. This is none of the business of anyone. Everyone is responsible for herself. Okay, this is the religion of Islam. I am responsible for myself and for my kids. I am not responsible for the whole Muslims. Okay, alhamdulillah, this is what is good in Islam. Take care of yourself, believe in Allah, practice Islam, take care of your responsibilities, okay, in your life, and that's it. The rest, up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so inshallah, from today, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
La ilaha illallah.
And the other half, Muhammadun Rasulullah.
Muhammadun Rasulullah.
Very good. Okay, what about you? Can you say it?
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Very good. You can say it or not? Not yet? Okay.
Let me try.
Try.
La ilaha illallah.
Allah.
Allah.
Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Rasulullah.
Allah.
Allah.
Okay, this is very good. If you believe that La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah and you live it in your life, this will be your way to the paradise. That's it. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whoever says La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah from the depth of the heart, believing in it, okay, he will be in the paradise. Okay? But this doesn't mean that you just say it with your tongue. You must believe in it, and you must live it as a way of life. This is the importance of a shahada. A shahada is the declaration of faith. whom you are as a Muslim, I am believing that there is no God but Allah. Prophet Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. This is Islam. Okay? If you believe it and if you live it, inshallah, you will be in the paradise. Okay? So now I want to clarify to you what is the meaning of this Ash-Shahada declaration, so that you know, you will be aware of the basics of the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the rule of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, the meaning is that, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, there are 4 points you have to believe in it. If you believe that the La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Point one, you have to have a declaration with your heart that the creator of everything is Allah. It is that you have to say, I testify that the creator of all the universe, including the stars, the planets, the sun, the moon, I want you to repeat after me in your heart. Okay? Because this is the most important in Islam. More than prayer, more than fasting, more than recitation of the Quran, all of this is from this origin. Okay, the belief in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so this is, I want you to repeat in your heart, I testify that the creator of all the universe, including the stars, the planets, the sun, the moon, the heavens, the earth, and all its known and unknown forms of life is Allah. He is the organizer and the planner of all its affairs. It is He who gives life and death. It is He, Allah alone, is the sustainer and the giver of security. This is called your declaration for the oneness of the lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This means that you believe that Allah is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. This is part one. Okay, to believe in Allah, you believe in 3 points. Number one, Allah is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. This is what we clarify now. Point two, a declaration with your heart that I testify that none has the right to be worshipped but Allah alone. Worship carries a great number of meaning in the Islamic terminology. It conveys that all kinds of worship are meant for Allah alone and none else, whether it be an angel, messenger, prophet, idol, the sun and the moon, and other kinds of false deities. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this, I worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? I never worship an angel, messenger, prophet, idol, or anyone. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we love him because he is our messenger. Okay, but still, Prophet Muhammad is a human being. He lives, he dies, okay, he is a human being. We don't worship Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We love Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we don't worship him because he is just a human being. Not more than this, he is the best created human being on the earth. We loved him from the depth of our heart more than ourselves. We Muslims must love Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than ourselves. Okay, because he is our messenger. Okay, that's it. But I worship only Allah. What is the meaning of I worship only Allah? I pray only to Allah. I ask the help from none but Allah. I swear by none but Allah. I offer an animal and sacrifice for none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, and that means that, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, whatever Allah order me to do, I have to do it. And Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, whatever Allah forbid me, I must not do it. And this is called the declaration and the belief in the oneness of the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So number one, the belief in the oneness of the lordship of Allah. Number two, the belief in the oneness of the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Lord of the heavens and the earth, and actually this is what we will learn in full details, because if you, alhamdulillah, have the true belief and sincere belief in the depths of your heart that Allah is the Lord of the heavens and the earth, this means that Allah is the creator of the heavens and the earth, Allah is the owner of the heavens and the earth, Allah knows everything in the heavens and the earth, and Allah knows the unseen, Allah is the planner, and Allah بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم controller of everything in the heavens and the earth. This means that Allah is the only will, Allah is the only power, Allah is the source of the mercy. This is the belief in the oneness of the lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Immediately, when I tell you to whom you will pray, you will tell me I will pray to the only power, to the only will, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whom you ask and you only ask, I ask only the only power, the only will, the owner of everything, the planner of everything, the controller of everything, the only one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you will believe in the oneness of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala automatically when the belief in the oneness of the lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clear in your spirit. And because of that, inshallah, we will learn in details, in practice, how to live the belief in the lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your daily life. This will be the source of the cure and the heal for your spirit. You will never feel that you are in need of anyone, or you fear anyone, or you fear anything, or you are looking for anything. You are only looking for having the good and the right link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah is all the power, Allah is all the will, Allah will be the one to help you and to get for you an outlet from every problem. Okay? Alhamdulillah. This is actually what is the cure and the heal of the spirits in Islam, is that you direct your spirit to one direction. Okay, I am not looking to have a good relation with my husband, so I will tell him my husband so and so and so. I will cheat or I will lie or whatever, because then I want to have good relation with my parents. Then whatever. Then I want. Then people. No, in Islam, people are not more than handful of dust, powerless, zero. Okay, and the only one, and everything is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I direct all my spirit to one direction, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is actually the belief in the oneness of worship of Allah is number two. Number three, the declaration with your heart. This is number three. O Allah, I testify, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, that all the best of the names and the perfect qualities with which you have named or qualified yourself in the Quran, I believe in them. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had 99 names. He mentioned them in the Quran or on the tongue of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I believe in the names and attributes of Allah according to the Quran and the Sunnah. I can't add any. None can add any. This is number three. If someone can tell you, Allah, we can add a name to Allah, you tell her, no, never. The names of Allah and attributes of Allah are only the one who he mentioned about himself in the Quran, or what it comes on the tongue of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is number three. Okay, the unity of the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These three are related to the belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oneness of lordship, oneness of worship, and the unity of the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Point number four is related to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because the testimony is La ilaha illallah. This is part one. There is no God but Allah. Part two, and Prophet Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that this is a declaration with your heart. O Allah, I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is your messenger. Okay? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes. Prophet Muhammad is your messenger. I believe that the messenger of Allah is Prophet Muhammad. What is the proof? The proof is the Quran. Okay? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the one whom the Quran was revealed to him by Angel Jibreel. Okay? And he is the one who taught us the Quran and informed us about the Quran. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the one who struggled for all the Muslims, okay, to have the Islam as their religion. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Now, this is the shahada, okay, and this is the declaration of the Muslim. Okay, and this is the most important basic, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, principle in Islam. Okay, now I want you always in Islam to have a link with the Quran. Because the Quran, if you want to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you pray. If you want Allah to talk to you, you read the Quran. Okay, so we must read the Quran always as Muslims. Now I will teach you one surah from the Quran which is equal to there is no God but Allah. Okay, I will teach you one surah. I want you to try to memorize this surah inshallah, because this surah inshallah is called the purity of faith. Okay, how I have purity of faith? I have purity of faith when I believe that there is no God but Allah. Okay, this is surah number 112. We will learn the surah Al-Ikhlas now inshallah. So that alhamdulillah, you start to have a clear concept about the most important principle in Islam. So now we, inshallah, when you will learn the Arabic, inshallah, 6 months, inshallah, you will be able to read Surah Al-Ikhlas. When you will read Surah Al-Ikhlas, I will teach you the meaning of every word, so that when you read it in Arabic, you know the meaning. Okay? Especially these surahs, you know, which are the basic surahs for the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Surah Al-Ikhlas, who knows Surah Al-Ikhlas from you? Okay, I want one of you.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. I mean, say he is Allah, the one. He begets not, nor is he begotten, and there is nothing compared to him.
Now I will tell you the meaning of this surah. Okay, so that inshallah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, you will realize how this surah, why it is called the purity of faith. Okay, the word al-ikhlas in Arabic is related to the purity of faith or sincerity. Okay, so why this surah is called the purity of faith? Because it is clarifying the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, in this surah, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. He is Allah, the one. Okay, what is the meaning of the one? Okay, what is the meaning of the one? The one is the absolute, singular. He has no peer. He has no assistant. He has no rival. He has continuous unity. Okay, and the one, he has no equal. Nothing is like him. Absence of equality ever. Okay? And actually, when you write about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you always write with capital letters. Okay? So when I say he is Allah the one, okay, I will say the, this is capital, one. With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is always capital, because Allah is the one, Allah is the absolute, singular, okay, and there is nothing equal to him, absence of equality ever. Okay, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ. What is the meaning of the word الصَّمَدْ? الصَّمَدْ is the master, the lord, the planner, the decider, the self-sufficient. Okay, this is very important. Okay, when you are saying قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, I want you, when you say أَحَدْ, Ahad is the one. Just I want you to know this, the word Ahad. At least today you know A and Da in Arabic. Good? You see? So you can say A, Da. You need this one. Okay? Alhamdulillah. You see? Alhamdulillah. Okay? So Ahad is the one. Okay? As-Samad, the next one. Okay? As-Samad. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use this word? Because As-Samad means, you know, the master. Okay, and the Lord. And we know the meaning of the word. The word is the creator, the owner, the all-knower, the planner, the controller. So this is the word As-Samad. As-Samad is covered with all these meanings. The only master of everything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is self-sufficient. Everyone is in need of Allah, and Allah is not in need of anyone. Okay, this has to be clear to you. Okay, so that you feel when you say Surah Al-Ikhlas, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Okay, you feel about the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. لم يلد ولم يولد. Okay, he begets not, nor was he begotten. So long Allah is the one, the only Lord. So it is impossible for this case to have any parent, any child, or any spouse, because he is the one, only the one. Okay. Then Allah is saying, لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. There is no co-equal or comparable to him. Okay. This means that no one resembles Allah in anything. No one is equivalent to him in any respect. No one is comparable to him. Regarding the reality of being, Allah is the only one who has true existence. Why? Because Allah never dies. Everything dies except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is the only one who has the true existence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only power in this life. Okay? The qualities and attributes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are only to him. So in conclusion, the reality of Allah is deep-rooted, permanent and everlasting. Allah is the permanent and everlasting. Okay? No circumstance, no change in circumstances can affect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only power, the only will is above everything, and nothing is equivalent to Allah, because Allah has the absolute perfection all the time. This is how you are supposed to feel and to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From your depth, as a Muslim believer. Okay? So what we learn from this surah, we learn that we must have a firm confirmation of the belief of the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you tell me, Sister Mona, I have a problem, and actually I want to call that sister to do it for me, I will tell you, Sister, did you call on Allah first? Okay? You tell me, but I am sure that you know Sister Nora is the one whom she can handle my problem. I tell you no. Sister Nora cannot do anything except when Allah will command her to do it. Because Allah is the only power and will. Sister Nora can do when Allah will allow her to do. So you must call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you try the means. She is a mean. Sister Nora is a mean, I am a mean. I come to the masjid because Allah commanded me to come to the masjid to teach Islam. I can't do it without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. You don't have a will except when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the will. Allah has the will for this class to be done, so Allah will allow Mona to come and teach. Last week, the will of Allah was that Mona will not teach the class. Mona came to the masjid, but I didn't teach the class. Subhanallah. Why? Because this is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you must always believe that everything is only up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one can control anything in my life. No one can interfere in anything in my life. No one can prevent any event to happen in my life. Okay, because everything is only up to Allah, and all praise to Allah. I have the correct link with Allah. I can call on Him and I can do dua to Him, and I can have trust in Him, and I can have hope in Him, and none can prevent me from having this feeling. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah always make it to make your heart full of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And actually, this is your way to have always a healthy spirit and healthy body, and you will be always an active human being trying to do all the good deeds in the best shape, whether you are living problems, whether you have some troubles in your life, you always put it aside, because all praise to Allah, because of my belief in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am always full with the mercy, with the hope, and with the alhamdulillah trust that Allah will help me, Allah will support me, Allah will take care of me, Allah will make for me an outlet. One sister will come and tell me, what about your husband? I will tell her, my husband is just a human being like me, powerless. What about your kids? Powerless. What about your qualification? Powerless. So Sister Mona, how you have this kind of feeling, trust, hope, and alhamdulillah, I tell you, only from the only power, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I connect with the power, He gives me power. When I connect with the hope, He gives me hope. When I connect with the trust, He gives me trust. People, handful of dust, nothing at all. Okay, this is the message of Islam, which can make you always, alhamdulillah, full of the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it will always help you, you know, to live on the Islam as a way of life, to live with the good manners of Islam, to help everyone, to support everyone, to have good manners with everyone. But someone will come and tell you, but people are not helping you the same. You tell her, none of my business. My life is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I submit myself to Allah because I am a Muslima. Alhamdulillah. I obey the commands of Allah and I am looking for the reward from the only power, the only will, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People for me are means to do good deeds, to please Allah. Allah commanded me to treat everyone in a good way. People are not treating me in a good way, this is none of my business. People are out of my equation as a believer in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am accountable to Allah and I am looking for the reward from Allah. In this life and in the hereafter, the Quran will always help you to have these principles clear in your spirit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran and mentioned many promises for those whom they fear Allah in reality. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْدُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَذِبْ. Whoever fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this means that you obey His commands. Okay, Allah will make for you an outlet from every problem. An outlet which you never expect. Okay, people are living the life according to their expectations. This is not with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The true believer in the oneness of Allah, there is no God but Allah, is always looking for the outlet from ways which I never expect. Why? Because Allah gives me this promise in the Quran. And Allah said also, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. Whoever fears Allah, Allah will make his way easy. Okay, you want to come to learn Arabic with good intention, Allah will make it easy for you. You want to put the head cover for the sake of Allah, Allah will make it easy for you. You want to treat the people in a good way, in spite of their manners, Allah will make it easy for you. You will find yourself that you can forgive, and you can forget, and you can accommodate. You want to live marriage as an act of worship, in spite of the fact my husband is not to the degree, Allah will make it very easy for you. Why? Because you have the correct link with Allah, because you are a true believer in the oneness of Allah. Islam, Iman, belief, Ihsan, all are equal to one statement. Islam is a very simple equation. You can have 10 equations, and this is alhamdulillah Islam. This is the way of true happiness in life. This is the way of the paradise. That's it. Alhamdulillah. Okay, it is mainly, number one, the belief, the true belief from the depths of your heart in the oneness of Allah. I don't fear anyone. I don't, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, beg to anyone. I don't ask anyone. None. I only have the correct relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, in the coming classes, okay, this is actually the core of my class. From the Quran, from the meaning of the Quran, you will learn a lot of the meaning of the Quran and the Ahadith. But the most important is that you will feel Allah in your spirit all the time. Okay, in the prosperity you feel Allah, adversity you feel Allah, people with you feel Allah, people against you, alhamdulillah, you will be always having the feeling of mercy in your spirit. Alhamdulillah. And you will be always having a balanced, you know, spirit. Okay, you are never depressed, you are never afraid, you are never so sad, you never lose the hope in anything in this life. So long, alhamdulillah, the clear belief in the oneness of Allah, the only power, the only will, the source of mercy is clear in my spirit, and I am trying to make this link more and more strong every day through submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Islam. Okay, this inshallah will be always the dose which I will try to give it to you every Saturday, because with this dose you will love Allah. When you will love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will love to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will be easy for you. It will be your pleasure to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, and this is the problems of most of the Muslims. It is difficult for them to obey the commands of Allah because they don't have the clear belief in the oneness of Allah. They can't feel that in reality, I love to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you tell me, Sister Mona, this and this, you are missing this, I tell you, tell me. Tell me and I will do it. You tell me very simple like this, I tell you yes. Because I love to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one making my heart full of the mercy and hope. I can't live this life without the feeling that I am submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala totally. This gives me the full tranquility and peace that He will make for me an outlet. He will always take care of me. He is the sustainer. He is the provider. He is all the power. He is with me. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, I will give you this dose in every class until inshallah, one day you will realize the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He helped you to become a Muslim for the reverse sister especially, because you will have double the reward for every intention, for every deed. Inshallah, your way to paradise is more easy than our way, inshallah. But the most important for the reverse sisters is the clear belief and sincere belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. We'll have time with this. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Oh Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Amen. Oh Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us. Amen. Oh Allah, our Lord, cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Amen. Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. Amen. Oh Allah, our Lord, guide us to your love and obedience. Oh Allah, our Lord, guide us to the love of the Quran and to the love of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to the love of Islam, and to the love of our parents, and to the love of all the Muslims, and to the love of all those whom they love us and respect us. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to forgive us and our parents and all the Muslims. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favor upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day.